This is Ron's Update with Ron from the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. This is episode 35 of Ron's Update. It's Saturday afternoon and I just finished running 45 minutes at Lilburn Park. I was trying to run a Suunto training effect of a 1.8, which basically is very slow for 45 minutes, and I managed to do a 2.3 instead, which probably was a little bit under a 13-minute pace, somewhere between 12:50 and 13 minutes, I would guess. Got in a little over 3.5 miles. It was a nice run. I did a run-walk again, of course. The weather was about 42 degrees and sunny with a kind of a brisk breeze. It felt colder than it really was, but I had a good run anyway. I wanted to mention that I've been, the past two runs, I've run in my old Nike Free 5.0 version 4s, and they seem to be helping my problem with my hamstring for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the heel lift's different. It's more running naturally, you know, where you're not being guided so much by your shoes. But it seems to be working, so I think I will stick with my Nike Freeze for a week or two and see what happens. Now, I wish Brooks would come out with a minimalist shoe. If they don't have one. If they do have one, I wish somebody would let me know, because I don't know about it. I'm running in Adrenaline 11s right now, and they're great shoes, but for the moment, I'm doing the Nikes to try to get my leg straightened back out, and in a week or two, I'm heading to the chiropractor, I think on the 29th. Yeah, it would really be great if Brooks came out with a minimalist shoe. I think a lot of companies seem to be heading that way. And, of course, Nike's been there for quite a while with the Free. And I did use that Free back in probably 2007. I had plantar fasciitis. It might have been 2006. When the Free first came out, whenever that was, I had plantar fasciitis, and I could hardly run at all. It hurts so bad. And I bought a pair of those Frees and put them on, and the very first day I put them on, I could run and didn't hurt at all. It was the strangest thing that I ever had happen to me in my running career. And about a week or two later, I ran the Peachtree Road Race and felt great. I mean, my foot did. I probably didn't, but my foot didn't hurt at all. So I started wearing those shoes in races exclusively, and in a lot of training runs, and my plantar fasciitis cleared up. Of course, I did go get new orthotics and such to wear in my street shoes, but I think the turnaround started with the Freeze. Well, so much for the shoe talk, right? My training's been going pretty good, is, you know, considering the hamstring problem. I've been using my Suunto T4 watch to be my coach. I originally was going to use a beginner triathletes program, and it was a time-based program too. But then I remembered that my T4 had a coach built into it that was a time-based program. So I switched to the T4's program and am doing it exclusively right now, and it seems to be fine. It gives you that Suunto training effect number that you try to hit for each of your workouts. It'd give you, say, like today was 45-minute run and a training effect of 1.8, which means it's a very slow run. And I just hate to really poke along. I mean, my runs are poke-alongs right now anyway, but anyway, I did 45 minutes and had a training effect of 2.3, which isn't too far off of 1.8, but it is a little bit over. So my next run, I think, is an hour, and I think it's supposed to be a 2.8. And then the run after that is 45 minutes at a 3.8. So, and then I'll have another rest day after that, I think, as far as the effort in my next run. I'll probably drop back down to 1.8 again. Anyway, that's my update for today. So I'll say goodbye for now and see you next time.